Last time on the Bad Articles, four new recruits were sworn into the Rathgul chapter of the OSNA and sent out to investigate their first case. Stick around to find out what happens next. Unless you're a coward, of course.
Since the dawn of time, Ireland has played host to unimaginable horrors, ushered in through an ever-weakening veil between our world and the other side. They live among us, shaping our mythology, sowing chaos, scaring the shit out of people. Not all hope is lost. Underfunded, undergunned, and underappreciated, the OSNA stand proudly in the way of unchecked otherworldly chaos. This secret network of brave volunteers put their lives and their sanity on the line, all for a better tomorrow.
Have you ever gotten a paper cut while reading a book and it was one of those stingy bastards that doesn't stop bleeding, and then you notice your husband's eyes light up like a Christmas tree and he started licking his lips and all, but not in like a sexy way, more like a dog looking at a roast chicken, and it just gave you weird vibes?
You better call the OSNA before you find yourself in the Bad Articles.
So, we join our agents just pulled up outside Lenehan Farm. It's just outside the town of Spars Hollow. You're travelling down a country road flanked by rolling green fields with the smell of cow shit in the air. You arrive at a crossroads where two little dirt paths lead off from the main road. On the right side of the road, you see a turnip-shaped sign saying Lenehan on it, with an arrow pointing towards the house in the distance, set against an overcast sky. Up the little path, which you'll need to traverse on foot, you get a closer look at a whitewashed block of a building. It has a thatched roof and a set of green stable doors. To the left of the building, there's a large crop field, but a closer look will tell you that the crops in this field have been severely damaged. To the right of the house is a barn, with a small stable off to the side. As you get closer to the house, you see a crouched figure beneath a hawthorn tree. It's a woman. She's laying memorial flowers on the ground. From out of the barn emerges another figure, a man. A gruff, stubborn, grumpy-looking man. But he's carrying a tray of drinks, brown lemonade, with a few ice cubes dancing around in the glasses. Both are wearing coveralls and move a little closer to each other upon noticing four strangers on their land. What are they going to do? What are our agents going to do?
Right, so I think just let me go up to them. Everybody trusts a milkman. Let me schmooze them a little. Everybody trusts a milkman.
Are you sure?
Are we in agreement that of the four of us...
Let me go up.
No, but he has a point because he is a milkman.
Look, everybody trusts a milkman.
What I need you to do, Clary, is bring some milk. You can't just walk up and... Yeah, no.
I'm not going to appear. Don't tell me how to be a milkman.
No, the way that you said it. The way that you said it, you said you were just going to walk up and everyone trusts a milkman, therefore you're just going to go be your lovely, happy self.
I would never be found. He's looking at us. He's looking at us. Everyone's smiling.
I would never be found.
Say that we're shadowing you.
That's great.
That's terrible. No, that's not what milkmen do. Milkmen don't shadow each other.
Well, only if you ask.
You live and learn on the job. You die on the job. They would know that right away. They're on a farm. They
stop,
might not be.
Stop shouting at us. They can see you shouting at us.
Sorry. Get some milk, go up, and then we'll kind of hang out. And then if it's mentioned, just be like, oh, yeah, trainees.
All right, fine. If they ask about you, that's what I'll say.
We will ask because we heard most of that.
Aye.
How are you? Clarion Postman. I'm a milkman. How are you? Are you satisfied with your dairy daily requirements?
We do live on a farm, so we have, you know, we have a cow.
I was under the impression this was a turnip farm. You're saying you have your own supply?
We've got a cow.
What are you talking here?
We're not just growing turnips, like.
Aye, but so what are we talking here? You get a gallon from that cow, you get 2 gallons from it, unpasteurized, whole. What are we talking here?
Have you ever known a cow to produce pasteurized milk?
Well, I'm saying, yeah, so you don't have the economy of scale to get pasteurized milk. That's what I'm saying I can do for you. If you need more... interest in milk. You need more varieties, you know. Personally, I would keep it safe. I would keep it whole milk, but, you know.
It's the fact that he said it was going to be safe makes me feel like it's not.
Aye, it seems a wee bit suspect.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, I don't agree with, you know, the semi-skimmed, the fully skimmed, you know, they're the unsafe one. Now, people can get them, but I wouldn't use good, honest, hard-working folk. I would not put yous in any danger of having some... what I'm going to call lesser milks. And the safety is just simply for you.
Now, let's see if Clary's social skills are up to much muster. A little wry smile creeps across the face of this farmer.
So, What kind of prices are you talking here then?
You know, this is something that we can work on to your individual needs. How much milk you need, how much milk you want. Now, personally, the big companies, you know, these big companies, these cost cutters and stuff, they're going to price you out. But I can do you 49 cents every 2 liters. That would be 2 bottles. And I could get that to you as many times a day as you want.
That's hard to beat.
I don't deal with the money, obviously, but darling Francis, I don't really understand why this is happening.
Well, this is clearly some entrepreneurial milkman who's just going door to door trying to drum up some
that's
business.
That's what this is? Is that what this is? That
look,
is
I'm exactly sorry, we've had is. A bit of a stressful day here.
We have, sorry.
That's what I was memorial. Thinking, you know, because I was coming down here, as I say, just of my own volition. I've got 3 trainees behind me.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Hi.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Well, we were commenting on how the lovely farm and the lovely it's pictures of turnips.
Thank
and
you.
Then,
thank
and
you.
And then I just noticed that the turnips... I'm not saying it's your fault, but they look like someone's had
Francis,
some sort of nefarious...
No, Francis,
no,
relax.
Not someone.
Francis.
Oh, no. Look, it's that fell over there. It's Decky.
It's not Decky.
It's always Decky.
It can't be Decky. It can't always be Decky, Francis.
It's always been Decky as long as I can remember. Look.
The turnips?
Aye. That wee fella across the road, I don't know how he did it, but he got in here somehow. And he managed to till my whole field, right? Not a single turnip remained.
God save me from...
Why would he do that?
Because he's got it out for me. He's got it out for me. The fair's tomorrow. I don't have a single turnip to show at it. He knew that. He wanted to humiliate me.
That's unfair. If I was going to the milk fair and I didn't have a milk, you know, I'd be heartbroken.
Is there a milk fair?
There is a milk fair. Once every 4 years in
like
Limerick.
Like the World Cup?
Like the World Cup.
This is more important. It's once every 4 years in Limerick. No, but it changes town every day, every year in Limerick.
It changes town every year
in Limerick. Yeah, what was hard to follow? It's there every 4 years, and it's on for 4 days, and it changes town every single day that it's on in that year in Limerick.
But it's always in Limerick.
It's always
right.
in Limerick.
Town's
yeah.
in Limerick, right.
Well, Bernadette, I'm following it. I know exactly what this man's
talking
about.
Does anyone
want
a brown lemonade?
I'd love a brown lemonade.
Yeah,
oh, that's right, try
you. That would be so nice. You're one across the way. I also assume that he is competing in turnips tomorrow. Is he showing turnips?
Yeah, bet he is. Yes, of course he is.
That's sly dog.
That is sly.
No, listen to me. Now, don't be fueling this. You've only walked up this field. I understand that you're new in town. This is a very heated situation. But the feud between these families goes back. I married into the Lenihan family, and Francis, I love you, but this is absolutely outrageous. You cannot blame the McAnally's on everything that goes wrong here. Sometimes an act of God
yes,
is just
I can.
An act of God.
That was in my vows.
Yes, it was in your vows, but I didn't know that it was going to impact me this much day-to-day life, Francis. I just want to live. I want to go to karate with my friends. I want to go to the coffee shop. I want to have a life. You know what I'm saying?
You've got a wonderful life here on this farm as long as you don't cross the road and talk to them.
For Jesus' sake. You know fine well that me and Saoirse are good, fast friends.
And I'm not happy about it. Sorry, Saoirse's your man's wife. She's all right, but she obviously there's something wrong with her if she's willing to be with him. Look,
wait
till I show you what they did to the field. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect, yeah. Thank you very much.
This is useless, Francis. What are these 4 milk salesmen going to glean? From looking at the field.
Well, there are no cows.
Empathy, sympathy.
So there are no grass and mud.
You're always telling us that the keys to being a great milk salesperson is empathy and sympathy.
Yeah, understanding the ways of life of the people that need your milk.
It's a very holistic approach
it is
to
indeed.
Milk
it's
sales.
It's quite holistic, yeah.
Well, they had to change some things.
Why?
We haven't got to that bit of the training yet. But I'm looking forward to learning and I'll let you know when I find out.
Look, the dark days of milk. Milk salesmen, you know, we can turn... Just like a normal man. You know, the psyche of a milkman's no better than the psyche of a normal man. One person just took life too far.
That's easy.
The field.
Yeah,
yes, let me show you.
Sorry,
right.
These trainees aren't ready for that yet.
No, I know. But
I'm certainly not ready for that.
Slowly. Anyway, look at the state of this thing. The whole thing's churned up like nobody's business. Now, in the brains of our agents... Some of them might have some gears turning. Wonder if anyone might have the awareness or the forensic knowledge or knowledge of certain sciences, maybe even social interactions. Or did something supernatural happen here? Let's see if any of them would be willing to see if they know anything about what could have happened here.
I've got pretty good awareness. I can give it a go.
As does Glory.
Could I use the science of dirt?
You can make an argument for the science of dirt. That's no problem with me.
I want to look at the forensics of, like, if there's hooves or footsteps and stuff.
Ah.
36 under 60, so yes.
That's a good roll.
I'm going to say it's the craft of mud. 48 under 80.
Well, if there was craft involved,
the craft
then, yeah.
of fields.
Yeah.
Maddie, a strange thought runs through Maddie's head. They want to know, when someone made this field, did they make it in such a way that it was unchurnable? But, strangely enough, all four of them seemed to notice the same thing. This field was not churned by hand from above. It seemed that something underneath the earth has disturbed it.
I just rolled a 49 in supernatural, which is below as well, if that helps.
You might think, well, that seems pretty weird and maybe a bit supernatural.
I do think that's a bit weird and supernatural.
But these thoughts all run through your heads internally. And none of yous know that each other knows this yet.
That's weird.
So, well, Clary...
What's weird?
Hmm?
What's weird?
What's weird?
You know, I've just been looking here and I don't think this was, not weird.
So, sorry, this is weird.
Aye.
And you think that it's weird that it's not weird?
Yeah, I think you might be onto something, you know. I don't think this was
Do
done...
Do not feed this man any further on his notions about Decky McAnally, please.
Look,
If I may interject here...
By all means.
Look, from everything you told me, Decky sounds like a real bastard, all right? But...
I like you.
Thank you. I like you too.
Give me that brown lemonade back.
Give me a handshake here. Respect. Yeah, yeah. Respect. Good handshake.
That's a good handshake.
But you know what? And what I'm about to say doesn't make Decky any less of a bastard, but this looks like perhaps rodents, something from below might have interfered with your turnips.
But you know you can train rodents, so who's to say he didn't do that?
Jesus. He didn't crawl under the dirt himself, Francis, and do this.
Can I ask, if you've had this feud for years and years,
generations,
what do you think, if not Decky, who did this? What did this?
Act of God. Or maybe it was the fairies.
Don't you say that. You know, my mum, she would not like you accusing the fairies of some sort. That's how you get them onto you in the first place.
So an act
saying
of God.
That the fairies are up to no good.
I've been leaving memorial flowers under the hawthorn tree like I'm supposed to on our way to Sion. Right? If she's watching down on us now, maybe she knows something. Maybe we can ask her.
Maybe.
An act of God or an act of something much closer to this earth.
I'm sorry, what was her name again, sir?
Margaret.
Margaret, I'm very sorry for your loss there, sir.
Thank you, it was Francis's mother. She was into all of this.
I'm sorry about that.
No. I appreciate that. Look, we've got a wee memorial over there for her.
It's very lovely, I'm sure she would have loved it.
Always leaves wee flowers. This time of year.
You never leave your mother flowers yourself.
No, I'm colourblind.
I respect that, yeah.
Yeah, and I just don't have an eye for the arranging.
I get that, yeah. You know, I stick to one. Why get fancy with your colours when you can stick to one clean colour? Good liquid white.
You're just full of good ideas, Clary.
Good liquid white. That's
Back
what
to
I
the
say.
Milk. Back
That's
to
what
the
I
milk.
Say, yeah. And you know what? Because yous have done such a hard turn, I'm willing to drop it down from 42 for those 2 litres to 32.
Clary, it was 49 before. Are you sure you want to do this? It doesn't sound like you're making
Joe
any
back,
money.
Chat.
Okay,
Joe
Bachat!
Joe
Bachat! I heard it.
We are but trainees.
Yes, of course, master.
Don't Bachat.
Master.
See, like a milk master? Is that your title?
No,
it's
again.
Like a postmaster, is it?
No. There was one man who tried to go for milk master, but again, his psyche broke. And he did horrible, horrible things. And the milk master, we don't talk about. You're not ready yet.
We're not ready.
So do a lot of milkman's psychic break? Is that a common... Is
again,
that a risk
said,
of the profession?
A milkman is no greater than a normal person. And anyone's psyche can break. And this just happened that, yes, one milkman's psyche did break. He became the milk master, but you're not ready for it.
Does this man pay you to follow him around?
No, it's just a traineeship at the moment.
It's a probation period.
Yeah. Right.
I might not stick with it.
My perfect alibi has fallen apart because obviously we should be paying you. They're going to get suspicious now.
Sorry,
what?
Huh?
Where does this Decky live?
He lives up the other dirt path at the bottom of the field.
You can see it from here.
Stop pointing at him so maniacally.
Look, I like when he knows that I'm pointing at him.
He's not looking at you all the time. He has his own stuff to do.
Does he also do turnips?
Yes.
And how are they?
I haven't been allowed to try one yet.
And you never will. They're disgusting.
Dude, I'm sorry, were you?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, look, we're going to have to do a job. We're going to have to go over there if you see us over there. But I just want you to know. A job of milk, yep. Yeah. I just want you to be reassured we're going to give him a worse deal than you.
You shake on it?
I'll shake on it right now.
You remember that 49-32? Well, let me say that offer's going to go in the other direction.
Yes, make him pay the difference that you're giving us.
Oh, aye.
Yes, all right.
That'll keep you happy, will it?
For now. Before our agents leave this farm, Clary gets a wee notion in his head. And he just cocks it over and takes a wee dander over to that there tree. I wonder if anything supernatural might have happened around here. Maybe he knows something. The woman at this farm, she did mention about the veil thinning around the time of sowing. So, you know, fairies and stuff can come through, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, there might be something to it. Who knows?
I'm going to leave one of my bottles of milk.
Oh, God.
Plastic off. Just open to the world.
Clary leaves an open bottle of milk on this mother's memorial.
And I say, Margaret Lennon, that's for you. Enjoy it. That's free now. Your son paid 32 for this.
How do we feel about this?
Should we tell them there's a bottle of milk? It's going to attract animals. It's going to attract something.
I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll be out of here and...
I just don't want wild animals around a memorial. It seems disrespectful.
So we have to come back here
when...
is
disrespectful.
I think so too.
Okay, well...
I think, you know what? When we're done with this, I might just pop by and grab the bottle of milk on the way out. Yeah. I think that's for the best.
Maybe we can convince him to pour one out for the homies and that way it's just...
No.
Well, that makes it worse. That's much worse.
That's so much worse.
I was relieved that he didn't pour it out on the current memorial. That would have been terrible.
At this moment, Clary returns to the three other agents with a self-assured smile on his face, knowing that he'd done something that he thinks is respectful.
Can I ask that you leave the cap on, or do you?
What do you mean?
And the milk.
Oh, well, how would they get at it? You know, how could Margaret, we don't know what she is, you know?
Silly question, ignore it.
No, it's not a silly question, you know, we're here to learn. You know?
That was a lie. We're not here to learn about...
We're here to learn about everything.
We're here to investigate the paranormal.
Exactly. We're here to learn. We're all in agreement. Why are we arguing?
You know we're not actual milk trainees.
I know that. None of you would ever qualify.
Okay, well, that's rude.
All right, I'm going to get in the car here.
Why are you getting in the car? We can just walk to the farm.
I'm getting in the car with Doolin. I want to ask him about building surveillance.
Yeah, and I've got like tools in the back. I'm not slapping them all over.
You've got tools?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of tools?
I'll tell you in a car.
So, Clary.
I appreciate you taking a walk when we stroll.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in to see your thoughts on the...
That's nice. It's nice to have someone to check in.
The robot turnips?
Hmm?
The robot turnip theory?
The robot turnip theory.
How are we feeling about that? Because it did look...
There were no turnips there. So... I don't want to say they're not robot turnips, because simply, we can't falsify that information. So right now, I'm not saying that it's not robot turnips, but I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't want to, you know, leave that option off the table.
No, that's good. No, I think that should still be considered for the meantime. I just wanted to check in what your thoughts were, because, you know, that was what your gut said, and I was kind of rooting for you to...
Well, no,
you know,
again,
right.
it was just a flipping comment I'd made. Again, it wasn't...
No, totally, but it would have been amazing if it was correct. Oh, and we still don't know, but it's nice that you're still considering it. I'm glad you haven't, like, put yourself down and out.
There's been nothing to say that it wasn't robots. And now, again, I don't believe that it was robots, but there's been nothing against robots, so I'm not ruling it out.
Don't disregard the robots.
That's
either.
What I'm saying. We're in agreement again. Why is everyone fighting
I'm
my
not
agreements?
I'm fighting with you. I'm trying to get you to back yourself more, man.
Okay.
On their way up the path across the road from the first farm, they notice that this land is almost an identical mirror image to the Lenehan farm. As they reach the top, they see that the only real notable difference is the shade of green on the stable door. Right then, the bottom part of the door opens, and you hear a man cursing behind the top bit that's still closed.
Fuck's sake.
He can't quite manage to get it sorted, so instead he just ducks and crawls under it. Marching towards them is a man with a striking resemblance to Francis Lennon, and he's been tailed closely by a woman, and she is being sheepishly followed by a teenage boy wearing a Soundgarden t-shirt, because this is 1993.
Hello, hello. Welcome to McAnally Farm. Now, listen, not sure what yous are here for. The town fair is tomorrow.
I can't wait.
No, yes, love. I know. We're gonna smash it. We're gonna smash it.
We're here for milk. For you to have milk. We're apprentices in milk. We're not apprentices. We're apprentices in milk. But he's the milk master. So we're here to offer milk.
Oh my God, an actual milk master.
Well.
Actually, that term is quite outdated right now, because I don't know if you know the lore of milk, but a milk master is actually a dangerous being, because he's a man whose psyche has broken because of the liquid gold that he's consumed as ever all of his life, you know?
Like just coursing through his veins, it's like liquid gold.
Yeah, it's a terrifying prospect. You do not want to be excited to meet a milk master, let me tell you, and I am not one.
Well, that's marvellous news that you're not.
Aye.
Now, we're all lactose intolerant in this family, so
we don't
partake. Sorry. In the liquid gold, did you call it?
Aye, liquid gold. Liquid white, if you prefer. But
is liquid white not what they call Tipex?
I don't know. It might be. There's many things that's white and liquid. I wouldn't rule it out.
How rude of me anyway. My name's Saoirse.
Saoirse, nice to meet you.
Yes, Decky McAnally.
Did I hear mention of a fair tomorrow?
Yes, town fair. Town fair in the Diamond at Spars Hollow. We'll be doing a show for the turnips. I do turnips every year. I do them all year, really. But it's the one time a year I get to show them. And it's a marvellous day, a truly marvellous day. There'll be games and all sorts.
Is it like you're showing them in competition or just showing them off?
Oh, there's a competition, all right.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah. And like you get the big
agility
ribbon
and stuff.
Excuse yeah, me? Like you lead
like
them.
A dog fair.
Yeah, with the little ramps. Sorry, it was a joke. It was. It's fine.
Don't worry, I got it.
she's a right comedian there, Saoirse. So she is.
Dak, you seem tense.
No, not at all. Never been looser. Did my yoga this morning, and I've had 4 coffees, so I'm firing on all cylinders.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Now, can I ask
you to stop after 2? You're never going to sleep?
One day, love, one day. Now, what are you people doing in my land?
Well, although you're lactose intolerant, we were over with what I believe is your fierce rivals over there, selling them milk.
Absolutely. No, they're not our rivals.
He's
look,
a fucking maniac, that
come
man.
On.
But he told me that you wouldn't want any milk, so I thought I would come over and make sure that you got this offer yourself.
Well, it pains me to say that this is perhaps one time that Francis Lennon was correct, and apologies if I may have retched while saying that.
I understand. Hey.
He's a horrible man, and he puts the blame on this house for everything. If the sky turns grey, it's my fault.
I can understand what it must be like to live without the ambrosia of the fields.
Can
so
you?
I don't want to think about it, but here as a milkman, we teach empathy and sympathy, so I understand how hard it must be in your line of work to not be able to enjoy the sweet nectar of the udder.
But also, equally to that, I understand that you might not partake in milk in the traditional sense, but we found that with some of our customers, there's been a real uptick in a trend of purchasing spiked milk. Because
spiked milk?
Yeah, the offer was so good that you couldn't possibly resist it. Like, it would be foolish to turn down this offer.
Sorry, the offer that we gave Francis, the offer that we gave Francis was actually very bad.
I see.
Because we knew he was a man who didn't know his milk. So the offer for him was actually very bad. It was a bad offer for him. Francis got screwed over by us, is what we're saying.
Fair play to you. Fair play to you. What exactly would you do with spiked milk?
You can just have it. You
just keep it.
No.
Yeah, and then whenever the time comes, you can just pour it down the drain.
No, I'm sorry. I've got to stop you. No, you don't just pour milk down the drain.
Well,
I don't care.
If they can't have it.
Well, if they can't have it, they don't deserve it. No, you just don't have milk sitting out.
Clary, breathe. Clary, breathe.
He's firing on all cylinders.
Can I interject here for a moment? I believe to finish tomorrow. Have you considered entering the baking competition?
Well, I don't personally do any baking now. Saoirse's fierce good at it herself now. She does all sorts. She does pottery.
I do. I'm sure you do. We've got the best milk there is. I can assure you any cake you make will sweep the competition.
Look, just get a bottle or two. We'll try it out. You know, I can sell a few. You don't have to eat them. I'll make you your special
ones. I think, don't say that in front of him.
Decky, I'll make you a trade.
I'm interested.
I fix that stable door for you.
Mm.
And you take a bottle or two of our fine, fine milk for cakes or for spite or for whatever you see fit.
They're not going to be for spite, though, are they?
When tropical fruit first made it to this part of the world, people didn't eat it. They put it on their mantelpiece.
Fucking idiots didn't eat it. And what came? Rats.
It's a class
rats.
Thing. It's status. It's having good quality product. I'm saying our product is good quality.
I'll just have a look at this door over here.
I like this
my
fella
compatriots
here.
Work things out.
What was your name?
My name is Gideon Hubble.
That's a superb name, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, and you say that you know how to fix this door.
Well,
I'll tell you what, I'll grab the tools from my car, which I'm glad I drove here now.
Are we going to do it together?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Dylan?
Two-man job, as far as I can tell.
Thanks, Dylan.
What's interesting? Together, the two farms here, yours and the Lenahans, they've been together for your entire bloodlines.
Generations, yes.
God, and you're both turnips.
Yes, well, that's what the field accepts. I've tried other things, but it just gets spat out again.
And I'm sure you noticed Dakey. You're Dakey, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
I'm sure you noticed that Francis, he was pointing at you an awful lot there while we were over.
He does. Now, I will say that's something that I do as well. I'd point at him from time to time, just if I'm feeling spiteful myself.
Of course.
And I want to lay the blame on him for something. Now, he knows. He's telling you that I tilled this field of hills.
I seen
the newspaper.
The very accusation, aye.
Now, that's impossible. I'll tell you for why.
Oh, aye.
In fact, I'll speak to you. Come back from that door. I want you to
Should we go
this.
Over to the door while they're fixing it?
Not at all.
Okay.
Only you can gather.
Come back from the door.
To be honest, I went to the door because it's just getting a bit tense. Yes, can I help you?
I want you all to hear this, and I want you to understand. Now, especially now that you've mentioned that you understand doors, this could be quite interesting. Now, he knows himself that I till a field with a horse, not with one of them machines like a coward, right? Now, my horse is missing. There is no way that I could have tilled that field. Not one way. And let me tell you something else. The lock on the door is still there. No signs of forced entry. No signs of forced exit. If you can tell me where the fuck my horse has gone, I'll reward you with as many turnips as you can eat.
And could we? I don't want to. I saw your nimble grace getting under the door. Would you mind if I had a go going under that?
Yes, you're not going in my house, but you can look at the stable. Where the horse lives.
I don't want to be in a lactose-free house. So the stables, that's the one for me.
Right over this way, door person. That was yourself, Gideon?
Yeah.
Check you that out. What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, it looks like the lock's fine, but it's just been blasted open. All we need to do is just, Doolin, hand me that.
Do a craft check on the door?
You can indeed. Thoughts rush through Doolin's head. I know that's a solid door, and it does not look at all like it's been tampered with. Good eye lock on it too.
Now, in we get.
Inside, you see what looks like a normal stable. But as your eyes cast across it, I'd like to know what yous all think regarding your awareness. Or perhaps maybe some survival or use your forensic eye.
I feeled my forensics while I was looking at the ground, trying to see if there was anything under the ground.
Clary's looking at the ground.
That's good ground.
I'm going to use the powers of medicine to look for any blood or viscera.
There is the slightest fleck of blood. Now, a normal eye would not have caught this, but the eyes of an optometrist are highly honed to changes in colour. And you noticed
this tiny little fleck on the ground. But as you trace the direction of this fleck, you can see that there's a little patch of sort of churned up earth, kind of like what you'd expect, you know, on the beach. You know, when you see those wee things, but a bit bigger.
Is this tunnel the size of a horse? Or this churned up piece of earth the size of a horse? Not to get out of myself.
I will say, it doesn't look like a hole, but it definitely looks like a sort of pile. You could probably have pulled a horse through that.
My God.
There you are. You see it for yourself. The door was locked closed. There was no way anyone got in or out of here with my horse.
Yep, that's just good ground.
It's good solid ground. This whole land is good solid ground. And let me tell you what I think, right? Francis Lenihan is an absolute coward. And that man had all of that stuff put in the newspapers himself, and he destroyed his own crop because he knew that he would not win at tomorrow's fair against the mighty McAnally's. That is what I think. He sabotaged himself.
May I ask, what's the horse's name?
Margaret.
Thank you. Interesting.
Interesting. Thank you. Margaret, like, the bereaved? Oh, not the bereaved, the bereft. Not the bereft, the dead.
Dead.
That's the one.
The deceased matriarch.
The deceased.
Of the Lenihan? No.
I'd forgotten the about Lenihan's that woman, yes. Was that her name as well?
It was.
Yeah, it's a common name.
I'm glad that it's just coincidence.
I'm sorry, can I ask, did you name the horse after her?
No, he named it after his mother.
Also called Margaret.
Wow. Yes. They could be best friends if they just talked.
Do you ever think you and the McAnally's might...
That's me, I'm a McAnally.
Well, do you ever think you and the Lennons, you might have more in common than not?
Get the fuck off my land.
All right, thanks for your time.
Don't mention that one of them looks like them.
Just going to say, horse tunnel. Just think about it. I'll be in the car.
Excuse me?
I wouldn't have said that a year ago, but then I saw a man get bitten by a black widow. His head swole to the size of a pumpkin and he died. Now, I'm scared.
Are you... Do you all work in milk?
Yeah, no, we just have rich lives. Rich as this creamy milk.
Spiders can get in anywhere.
Spiders can get in anywhere. You'd be wise to remember that. Anyway, horse tunnel. I'll be in the car.
Why did he give all the more backstory about the story, but only say horse tunnel? That watermelon thing was brand new information.
I've got the car keys. I don't know what he's hoping to do.
This won't open. This will not open.
He's really pulling on that.
Ah, the boot.
Stop shouting at him. Just calm down.
Right.
Look, Ballycus Angel's on.
Yes.
You know you like it.
I love it.
I'll make you another coffee.
The fifth?
I shouldn't, but I will.
Another?
Look, it's the only thing that calms him down. It's counterintuitive, but it works. Come on, back to the house.
Fine. It was an experience to meet each of you. Hopefully we'll see you at the town fair tomorrow. If you come, please cast your vote for Mighty McAnally's.
Oh, one last thing before I leave. Here's a Withers original for the kid.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did you eat that yourself?
Yes.
You're an awful father. I'll be taking my leave now.
I'll keep an eye out for Margaret.
It was nice to meet you.
Yep.
Huddle. Huddle up.
Our agents huddle in a circle in this man's barn.
Should I get Gideon from the boot, or...?
No, we'll go out of the barn. We'll huddle near the boot.
All right.
Help.
Oh, he can't sort of lock.
Help.
All right, Gideon, calm down. I'm opening the boot here.
I will calm down. You see, Clary, we can calm down.
Yeah, well, I'm trying, okay? It's just, you get me all hot and bothered. Like, a milkman should never be. If I get hot and bothered, I can't get in my car.
I know we haven't known each other for long, but could I veto using the milk apprentice lie a third time?
I didn't want to use it a second time.
Why did you start to?
Because I could see that angry man was clearly not a milk enthusiast. I knew, but just went in with it right away.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I can't believe it worked
Saoirse
once.
Saoirse seemed lovely.
She seemed lovely.
What I'm saying is that everybody trusts the milkman.
That's not true.
We don't have to use it again, but it is absolutely true. Name
more
a milkman.
Milkmen, more trust.
Other than the milkmaster, they trust everyone. It's a blight in the community.
The milkmaster is an unknown concept to every ordinary citizen.
I got really into it.
I made that up off the cusp, but you're telling me that's real.
The milkmaster's real, yeah.
All right, well, now I'm terrified. But yes, I agree. We can keep that for emergencies because it seems largely compelling.
But I didn't want to mention it in front of, you know, I didn't want to get all conspiracy in front of, like, them. But did any of you notice the child?
Well, yes, I tried giving her a sweet.
Yeah, but you notice nothing else about the looks or anything? No.
No.
All right, well...
Are you saying the child's a bit horsey?
No, I'm... He just looked like the fella from the other field, you know?
At this moment, you see timidly walking down the driveway towards you, a young fella.
Look, just look at him. Don't say anything. Just look at him.
I hold up another Werther's original.
Don't do that to children.
He scampers towards the Werther's original.
Oh. Wait, all right.
On all fours? This kid can really move.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, when I see it, he does look a bit like a horse.
I saw you talking to my dad. My name's Kieran. Hi.
Oh, lovely to meet you here, Kieran. Put it down.
Thanks. He gives you a wee shake and a hand.
Oh, that's a strong handshake there, son.
Look, I know my dad's, he's all worked up about this, you know, and I honestly, I sort of think this might have been sort of my fault, this whole thing that's kicking off.
Why do you say that?
So, like, about a month ago, it was me and my mate. He's my best friend, Lenny. He's great. We got a bit drunk on cans, and he's sort of into, like, all sorts of mad shit. Like, he loves horror movies, and he really likes, like, Vincent Price's voice and, you know, just spooky stuff.
What were the cans?
I think it was, like, White Lightning.
Cool. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Whoa. White Lightning?
Let the kid talk. Let the kid talk.
White Lightning. It's like a cider.
Oh, never mind.
But, like, so...
Sorry, you've lost my interest. I'm going to go wander back to the... I'm off.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll read this back to you later.
I'm fucking gone.
Sorry, Kieran. Continue.
So, Kieran, can I have another Werther's
Honestly,
original?
This is for the best.
Can I have another Werther's original?
You should. You want another original?
Yeah.
The more you give him, the more he'll talk.
You really love these.
Yeah. My dad doesn't let me have them because they kind of taste like milk and we're lactose intolerant. Yeah.
I mean, he scoffed his right up.
Yeah, it's a forbidden sweet.
I mean, I'll say his.
House.
That was meant to be for you.
Yeah. But, you know, the buttery treat.
Yeah.
So Lenny, he had this book that his granny gave him, and there was, like, you know, some cool pictures, and it said there was a new moon, and we saw the new moon, and we did some sort of thing, but I'll be honest, I'm a bit of a lightweight and on the oil cans, and I kind of blacked out. But, like, I get the feeling that it might have been something to do with something we did. And
What do you remember? What do you remember, lad?
Honestly, we were just sort of waving stuff around at night.
What kind of stuff?
There was a stick involved, I think. Then I woke up in my bed. I definitely fell asleep in the field. And Lenny's a good guy, and he brought me home.
Oh, yeah, that's like, a good friend.
Honestly, Lenny probably knows a bit more about it than I do. He works down in Extravision downtown. If you want to chat to him. Look, this is...
Where exactly was this?
It was over in the far end of this field.
Okay, around the turnip incident?
The fields kind of loop around. They do kind of meet up against one another.
That's fair enough. Hey, I'll tell you what. Have a big pint of water, have a wee lie down, you'll feel better in a bit.
Okay, can I have another?
Oh, yeah, of course. Here, you know what? Take five.
Hey, and you know what? We'll make sure that this doesn't come back to you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
We
can say that it was robots or something, right, Clary?
Hey, Kieran.
Clary
cool
left.
Thanks, man.
But
sorry, Dylan.
it's a cool t-shirt, but
it would have been a real zinger if he was here.
We'll come up with a good lie. Maybe not the robots. You won't be... Just have a wee light on. I might have a light on.
If you want, I can drive.
No.
All right.
You're not insured.
Next time on The Bad Articles, join our brave volunteers as they head to Extravision in search of a Lenny.
The Bad Articles is created by J.R. McCormick and Aidan Kelly. It is recorded and produced by Clark Phillips at Felburn Studios. Starring Conleth McVeigh, Laura Conlon, Patrick Meyer, and Niall McKenna.